What'd you say?
Nothing. Max, did this man Becker tell you exactly where he was going to meet us?
No, all he said on the phone was to meet him backstage at midnight, and he'd be waiting for us.
Look, Max, there's a light coming from the stage.
Come on.
I don't see him, Max.
Well, he must be around here someplace, 99. I'll cover the stage, you cover backstage.
Right.
Now, if anything happens, we'll give the long whistle signal.
Max, I'm scared. Be careful.
You too, 99. Any sign of Becker, 99?
He's not backstage, Max.
I don't understand it, 99. When he called me on the phone, he said that it was absolutely urgent that we meet him here. He said the whole future of the United States depended upon it.
Did he say anything else?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, he did mention something else.
What was it?
Well, I can't remember. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know what he said. He said... He said that his life was in danger.
Is that him, Max?
I don't know. Are you Harlow Becker? He called us all the way down here just to tell us that?
Destroy Chaos's communication system, and they turn right around and come up with a whole new setup that'll probably take us another 2 years to break.
Of course. And the information that Becker was going to give us, that was the key.
That's right.
How was Chaos communicating with their agents before, Chief?
Through a very ingenious method. I'll show you. Now, look, Max, this looks like ordinary confetti, right? Do you know what it really is?
Sure, it's a cat box.
No, Max, it's Chaos confetti. This is how they contacted their agents.
I don't understand.
Well, whenever Chaos wanted to contact their agents in a different city, they'd hold a parade. Now, the agents would pick up the confetti from the street, and the color of the confetti determined their instructions.
How?
Green confetti meant that they were supposed to go ahead with the proposed plan. Red confetti meant stop instantly.
Well, that's fantastic, Chief. How did you ever find that out?
Well, they also used white confetti. That meant... danger, leave the country immediately. Fortunately for us, during their last parade, it snowed.
And they all left the country?
No, they all went to Miami.
Well, how did Becker fit into all this?
Well, it's my hunch that Chaos hit upon a new method of contacting their agents, and Becker stumbled on it accidentally. He was about to give that information to you in 99.
Of course, and Chaos got to him first. Oh, I'll get it, Chief. Who was Harlow Becker?
All we know is that he was an actor with a theater group run by a man named Victor Polo. Max, have you and 99 had any acting experience?
No, but I have a cousin who's on television a lot.
An actor?
Great actor. Sells used cars.
Harlow Becker's wife was also with the theater group. Of course, after the tragedy happened, she
changed agents.
No, she left the play. Now, you and 99 are going to replace them. Now, don't worry about it. They're only minor parts, and with a little professional help, you should be able to carry it off. I've arranged with the country's foremost drama coach to give you a crash course in acting.
What's his name?
Emilio Petachevsky.
And so I say, my fair Melissa, I retreat. from the arms that repelled me, the eyes that scorned me, and the heart that never held me. And in parting, remember me, not as the fool who desired to love thee, but as the lover who failed me. You didn't like it?
Oh, beautiful. Wasn't it beautiful, Max?
Oh, I thought it was superb. Absolutely superb. Is that from a play?
No, it's from the verse of Do You Know the Way to San Jose? Of course, I don't expect the two of you to be so brilliant so soon. But if only a mere portion of the Petacheski method of acting rubs off on you, you'll be very well prepared for your mission, Mr. Smart. Now, would you like to recite something for me?
Me? Okay. And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love! Is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by.
I love it, I love it. Continue.
Sometimes I wonder why.
Why are you singing, night? Mr. Smart?
Oh, well, you told me to continue. You see, the other part was only the verse.
Now, the Polo Theater Group opens its season tomorrow night with a new play entitled The Horrors of Hemlock House. You will be reading for the roles of Lady Fanny and Mannering, the butler. Turn to page 90 and we'll stop.
I wish I could do something with my hair.
Mr. Smart, don't you think it would be a good idea if we let Mrs. Smart play Lady Fanny, you play the butler?
I wish I could do something with my hair.
I beg your pardon, smiles and bows.
No, 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 no. Smiles and bows are merely stage directions. You say, I beg your pardon, then you smile and bow.
Gotcha.
I wish I could do something with my hair.
I beg your pardon?
No, 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 Mr. Smart. You said that as if she insulted you or something. Now, look. You are a butler. Her butler. You walk into the room as she makes a casual remark about her hair, and you beg her pardon for intruding.
Where does it say that in the script?
It doesn't say that in the script, but the moment calls for it. It's the mood, the attitude, the motivation.
Is that important?
It's extremely important. Without the right motivation, you can't possibly intrude.
Then it ought to say that in the script.
Take it from the top of the page.
Oh, I wish I could do something with my hair.
Now?
Whenever you like.
I beg your pardon? Lady Fanny, I have been in your employ for 10 years. Tonight I am giving notice.
But why, Mannering?
Because, dear lady, I saw you shoot a gun at his lordship, your late husband, right after you played a game of Go Fish. And I heard him explain before he fell, you shot me, Fanny.
No, no, no. Ed, you shot me, Fanny. Sounds like you're a cockney. Her name is Fanny. You shot me, paws. Fanny. Now, don't say the word pause. I'm only telling you to pause. You shot me, Fanny.
You shot me, Fanny.
Better. Much better. Now, at this point in the play, Lady Fanny, fearing that you will go to the police, pulls out a gun and shoots you.
Do I die on stage?
Oh, I'm sure you will. I promised your chief that I would personally contact Victor Polo and recommend that he hire you. Where's the phone?
It's right over there.
If you thought I did a good acting job for you earlier, well, you see this. Victor Polo, this is Emilio Petacevsky. Oh, you're much too kind. I understand that your new production opens tomorrow night and that two minor roles are still open. Good. Well, I believe I can do you an enormous favor. Two of my students, infinitely talented, are available. Tomorrow at one, they'll be there. No, don't bother to thank me.
Did you get the actors yet?
Emilio Petachevsky just called. He's sending over two actors to play Lady Fanny and the butler.
Well, so our casting problems are solved. Splendid.
Which part in the script contains the information to be given the chaos agents out front tomorrow night?
The butler. We've got to get started with this run-through. What's keeping those two new actors?
Buongiorno, signore! Saludos, amigo! Actum in camera!
You're the two actors Petachevsky recommended?
Yes. Are you Victor Polo?
Yes. This is the author of The Horror of Hemlock House, Carl Schertzinger.
How do you do?
Well, I'm Viola Vane, and of course you recognize Mr. Hollywood.
Mr. who?
Lawrence Hollywood. You're probably more familiar with my father, who was one of the greatest actors the world has ever known.
I don't think so. What was his name?
Huh?
What was his name?
Jason Hollywood.
Never heard of him.
Oh. Well, you probably remember my mother.
What was her name?
Leonora Vine. I'm sure you're more familiar with the work they did as a team.
I'm sorry, we've never heard of either one of them.
You've never heard of Hollywood and Vine?
If you're ready, we'd like to run through your scene. Charlie, be sure the prop gun for Miss Vane is in the end table drawer. All right, clear the stage, everybody. Let's have some quiet. Anytime you're ready, Miss Vane.
Oh, I wish there was something I could do with my hair. I wish I could do something with my hair. Oh, I do wonder what's become of Mannering.
I beg your pardon?
Mr. Hollywood, you'll be dressed as a butler. Therefore, you won't be wearing a coat. So why don't you just throw it into the wings for now?
Right.
Mr. Hollywood, if you don't mind, let's take it again. From the top.
Oh, I wish there was something I could do about my hair.
I beg your pardon.
It's your line. Hmm?
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Lady Fanny, I've been in your employ.
Lady Fanning, I've been in your employ for over 10 years, but tonight I must give you my notice.
Why is that, Mannering?
Of course, dear lady. I saw you. I saw you shoot a gun at his lordship just after you finished playing a game of Go Fish. And I heard him exclaim, just as he fell, "You shot me, Fanny."
Oh, I am terribly sorry that you heard that, because now I must shoot you, too.
Oh.
Mr. Hollywood, what in the world are you doing?
I'm dying.
Could you die a little quicker? We'd like to break for lunch.
My lady, I heard a shot. Good grief.
Yes, I had to kill him. He overheard me kill his lordship, and I was afraid he would find out about us.
Well, I'll hide him behind the couch, and then tonight we'll put him in the car and I'll shove him over the cliff.
Oh, good. And now there's nothing to stand between us and happiness.
All right. Well done, everyone. Mr. Hollywood, could we have a private word with you?
I left out the pirouette off the mantelpiece bit. I thought it busied things up a little.
How could you take it out? It wasn't in the script in the first place.
Mr. Hollywood, those physical embellishments, they really get in the way of the lines.
Mannering is a butler. He's not Burt Lancaster. Now just do it as written, please.
What do you think, Max?
I think that Victor Polo and Carl Schertzinger have just made their first mistake.
What was that?
They took out all that great stuff I added to the scene.
Max, I meant about the assignment. Have you noticed anything suspicious?
Well, nothing yet. But as soon as they break for lunch, we're going to search the dressing rooms.
Right, Max.
Now, you search the men's dressing rooms, and I'll search the women's dressing rooms.
Max, don't you think it'd be better if I search the women's dressing rooms and you search the men's dressing rooms? It'd be less suspicious.
Yes, but not as much fun.
What was that?
Someone on the backstage extension.
Hello, Chief. Max.
What do you have to report, Max?
Well, Chief, to tell you the truth, I have a feeling this play should have opened in New Haven.
Max, I'm not concerned about the play. What Control needs to know is how Chaos is transmitting information through their agents in Polo's theater group. Just keep your eyes open, Max. Unless I'm wrong, sometime during tonight's performance, secret information will be transmitted to certain Chaos agents in the audience.
Right, Chief. Are you going to be there?
Of course.
Oh, good. Where will you be sitting? I'll wave to you.
Max, I don't know where I'll be sitting, but I'll be out there.
Well, look for me in the third act. That's where I do my big scene. I get killed.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Chief, 99 and I are leaving the theater now.
So Lawrence Hollywood is a Control agent.
Well, we knew he wasn't an actor.
The irony of this is exhilarating. Whoever would have thought we'd run into a situation like this? A Control agent will be delivering Chaos information tonight.
You mean we're still going through with it?
Of course, the setup's ideal. Now let's insert the code into the butler's speech. 10 years becomes 8. Tonight I'm giving notice. We change to tomorrow night. And Go Fish becomes Post Office.
Brilliant. And immediately after the show, we kill him.
Correction. We kill him during the show.
You were absolutely brilliant this afternoon at the inquest, my dear.
Then you don't think they suspected me?
Well, you heard the verdict. Accidental death. The gun went off when his lordship was cleaning it.
Oh, how long will it be before we can announce our betrothal?
Mr. Hollywood,
huh?
There are a few last-minute changes Schertzinger's made in your speech.
Yes. Now? Come on in a minute.
The changes are very minor. You'll be able to memorize
them. And I say to you, my family,
well, Schertzinger is pretty picky, isn't he? I mean, I don't see where these few changes improve the play or the character any.
In the theater, the author has the last word. Your cue's coming up. Remember, say the new lines.
Oh, I wish I could do something with my hair.
I beg your pardon. Lady Fanny, I've been in your employ for over 8 years now. Yes, but tomorrow night I must give my notice.
Why is that, Mannering?
Have you discovered anything?
Dear lady,
Yes. What? Smart is the worst actor I have ever seen in my life. I know that, but have you recognized any chaos agents in the audience? One. Well, I've spotted several. Alert our agents in the lobby to cover every exit. Right, Chief.
And as she fell, I heard him exclaim, "You shot me, Fanny."
I'm terribly sorry that you overheard that.
Here it comes.
I must shoot you, too.
She missed him.
They must be on to us. He's got to be silenced.
Max, there are real bullets in this gun.
You're telling me?
Well, what are we going to do?
We've got to get off this stage.
I heard a shot. But I see you missed him, Lady Fanny. But I shall not miss.
You hold it. No, you hold it. You're under arrest. Henderson?
Get the curtain down. The curtain, get it down.
Get his gun, Max.
You got here just in time, Chief.
Chief, I think I know how these two guys were passing chaos information to their agents. Just before I went on, they changed certain words in my speech.
That's exactly how they did it, Max.
Go on, Chief.
On opening night in each city, chaos agents were in the audience. Schertzinger would then substitute certain words in one of the actor's speeches. Those words were code words known only to chaos.
How clever.
Thank you. Then you mean there were chaos agents in the audience tonight?
Yes, but we got them. We made six arrests in the lobby.
Six chaos agents?
Well, five were chaos agents. The sixth was a drama critic.
Well, lock them up anyway, Chief, until we see the morning papers.
Henderson, take them down to headquarters.
Chief, I think we got a hit on our hands.